with Peter Berkowitz, my colleague. He's at the Hoover Institution writing at Real Clear Politics about an essay by Robert Gates, former Secretary of Defense for both parties, former head of the CIA, an esteemed diplomat as well as a policy maven. And he's writing an essay in a recent Foreign Affairs, a magazine I highly recommend to people involved in making decisions about the America in the world. The name of the article is The Dysfunctional Superpower. And if I understand it, having not read the article, but I've read Peter's piece, is that Gates is exhausted at the culture wars. How to describe it, Peter? The food fight, the battling over issues in the United States compared to the challenges in the world. Mr. Gates, you've read the essay and you know Mr. Gates. Has he addressed how it is that the State Department struggles to address these matters, but there are partisan issues that keep us apart?
Exactly right, John. He emphasizes that the United States is facing challenges the likes of which it hasn't seen since World War II. We face a combination of authoritarian adversaries: China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. We face a combined a nuclear arsenal that is enormous. We face Russia in Eastern Europe, or at least Ukraine does, and we've been supporting Ukraine. And we face a China that is expanding throughout the world through its economic might. And Gates published this article before the Iran-backed Hamas jihadists attacked Israel on October 7th. So on the one hand, he emphasizes the magnitude of the foreign policy challenges we face, and he juxtaposes this against what you just described: bickering, pettiness, harsh partisan divides in which a significant part of each side regards the other as not just wrong, but un-American. And he argues that we can't expect to devise and execute a foreign policy that to meet the challenges that we face unless we get our own house in order.
Peter, the puzzle I have right now, the president made a Oval Office address, very formal, the other day, and we're used to those during wartime, and it was welcome. And the speech very much was dominated by Ukraine matter. We have now a two-front war. The wars don't easily complement, or they're not symmetrical at all. The needs of Israel, the needs of the Middle East are profoundly different than those of Ukraine under attack. But I still welcome the speech. The question is, are the American people in a position to hear it, to understand the scale of the threat? You were at the State Department. What is your opinion of how the American people hear foreign policy threats? Do they listen keenly, or do they figure the experts will figure it out?
Well, we know from almost all the public opinion polls that generally Americans give relatively little attention to foreign affairs. Times of crisis are different, and I believe now is increasingly dawning on American citizens just how fragile world order is, and how American interests are deeply affected by what transpires in Europe, what transpires in the Middle East. First of all, second, Secretary Pompeo, to whom I reported when I worked in the State Department, set as his goal reorienting U.S. foreign policy around the China challenge. He made it one of his key tasks to help educate the American people about the magnitude of the challenge. He gave speeches in the United States. He addressed, he spoke with tech leaders. He addressed the National Governors Association to help Americans understand the scope of the China challenge. I actually see less of that under the Biden administration. Like you, John, I welcome both President Biden's speech last week, his first speech on Israel, and then his shorter address from the Oval Office. But we have a long way to go with the President of the United States and leaders of both parties in helping Americans understand how the challenges of deterring terrorism and authoritarianism abroad touch on domestic welfare.
The president noted our divisions and asked us to come together. It's the least we can do to respond. You go to war with the president you got, and he's asked us to to solve our differences and face up to the challenge. Peter Berkowitz for the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.